Welcome to Focus on the Community on WAMW. I'm Andy Morrison, and each week we focus on a topic important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. And good morning. We're happy to have in the studio some representatives of Davies Community Hospital. And today we're going to be talking about the annual Women's Health Screening Events. And we're just going to start down the microphones here. And I'm going to start to my right and your left. And we're going to start with you. Introduce yourself, if you would, please.
Hi, I'm Sharon Mead. I am the oncology nurse navigator here at Davies Community Hospital.
Okay, very good. And now we'll continue with you.
I'm Heather Decker, a director of imaging services.
Okay. And number three today.
Hi, I'm Angie Steiner, director of business development, physician recruitment, marketing, and the foundation.
How do you fit all that onto a business card?
It's challenging.
It is, I bet. Okay, Sharon, we'll start with you for just a moment. And we've talked to you before about several different things, but just kind of give us a introduction of who you are and what you do in and around Davies Community Hospital.
Wow. As a navigator, I help our patients. I meet them with their first appointment with our oncologist, and if they need assistance with any part of their care, I am to break down their barriers to care. If they need transportation, I help them with that. If they have insurance problems, I help them with that. I educate them. If he orders medications, I educate them. Another part is just what we are doing here today to get the word out about screenings for women and men. That's part of my responsibility to try to help get people aware of what screenings need to be done. And so that's kind of like the main activities that I do at the hospital.
All right, very good. Heather, same question to you.
Well, I'm the director of imaging services, so I oversee all of our wonderful technologists throughout the hospital in our x-ray, CT, MRI, nuclear medicine, ultrasound, and mammography department.
Okay, very good. And Angie, we've talked to you quite a bit, but tell people what you do at the hospital.
Well, my purpose today and many days is to provide some outreach to the community through events like this health fair. We do a lot of marketing, so anytime you see a billboard, a social media
post, a radio commercial,
anything of that nature, it would come from the marketing department. So we do a lot of things in the community, both through the media and face-to-face.
Okay, very good. Well, we're going to stay right there with you for just a moment, and let's talk a little bit about your upcoming event. It's the we keep calling it the Women's Health Fair, but that may not actually be the name of the event. Give me the actual name of the event.
It is the annual Women's Health Fair.
Okay, I did get it.
And we've been doing it for several years now at Davies Community Hospital. We have a great facility there with the education department opening up a big space to allow some vendors, some free screenings, the lab work, which is a huge part of this event, as well as informational booths on various health issues or opportunities for young mothers relating to their children or car seats or breastfeeding, you name it. There are several different topics that are covered.
Okay. And we're going to hit each of those in succession here in just a moment. But I want to invite anyone that may be wanting to write down some information. Make sure you've got something to write with or a really, really good memory, because we're going to give you some dates and some telephone numbers and all kinds of things for you to get into this system. But first, I guess the most important is when is the event?
This is Thursday, February 27th, so we've got a few weeks so everybody can put that on their calendars. The event is from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., so we know that there are people who want to stop in on their way to work or after they drop their kids off at school, so we're trying to make it convenient for people, and it is at the hospital, so there's ample parking, so it's easy to find, so we feel like it's been a good location for us. And with the services that Heather's going to talk about relating to mammography, we really have the right place for those services as well.
Right. Well, let's get right into that. Heather, you're going to be a big part of the annual Women's Health Fair, and kind of tell us what to expect on that day.
So our department will be opening up at 7 a.m. that day. We will actually be taking appointments until 4 o'clock for our special pricing. We're doing a special cash pricing for mammograms, bone density testing, and pap smears. We have the opportunity in our space up there in the Women's Center to include all three of those tests in the same area. So women can come to one area, get all three of those. There's the option to get just two of the testing done. We have different pricing. Again, it's cash pricing for the day. We won't be running anything through insurance. So we're hoping to get a lot of women in there throughout the day, like I said, running from 7 a.m. all the way until 4.
Very good. Very good. Now, you mentioned that you're going to be taking appointments. Can someone make an appointment now? Will there be walk-ins that day? Kind of run me through the process of what needs to happen to get the test that day.
Yes, we do have a centralized scheduling department that will be taking the phone calls. That number is 812-254-9324, and we do ask that you call in to get that appointment scheduled, and you'll be able to let them know what exams you're also wanting to get done. We have different pricing for different bundles of those tests, mm-hmm. also, so they will give you all of that information when you call and speak to them.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the actual test. You said there were three different tests that you're going to be working on, and we'll just start with one of them and move through all three of them, and tell me what the tests are and why they're important.
The screening mammogram needs to be done annually. A lot of women miss out on that. Sometimes insurance gets in the way, or transportation, whatever might be the problem. Women need to get their screening mammograms done to detect for cancer, and getting it done early is the best detection. We'll also be offering pap smears. We'll have a nurse practitioner on hand right there in a private room in the same area as they would get their mammogram done, so they can go from one room to the next to get their pap smear done. And we've also got our DEXA bone density in a third room up there, so it's a great opportunity. And that the bone density, a lot of women after a certain age start losing their bone mass, so that's a good test to get done to check if they're if they have osteoporosis or other bone issues. So it's a great opportunity to get all three tests done in the same location, and really, actually, it would take probably less than 30 minutes to get all three of them done.
That was going to be my next question. Is this an all-day process? Is this a half hour, an hour? I mean,
not at all. We get you scheduled. We schedule these. Usually, we schedule these tests every 15 minutes. Mammogram, quick and painless. Pap smear. All of them are pretty simple tests to get done, and you can be in and out of our department within 30 minutes.
But these are thorough tests as well. We're not just trying to cattle call people through.
Absolutely.
As fast as possible.
Same screening mammograms, same testing that we do every day. We're just running this special from 7 to 4 that day. Cash, mm-hmm. The cash option for those women that maybe don't have insurance or underinsured, they've got that option to come in that day.
Okay. Hit that phone number one more time, because that's going to be the important takeaway today, is the phone number.
Yep. Scheduling these exams is 812-254-9324.
All right. Very good. And Sharon, what's going to be your involvement with the Women's Health Fair that morning?
I'm going to talk to the ladies who come through and get the word out to get these tests done, and the importance of getting them done, because we all know if you detect any cancer when it is small and just beginning, your survival rates are much better than if you wait and have more to deal with.
Indeed, indeed. Well, we're talking today about the annual Women's Health Fair, and we're talking with Heather Decker, Sharon Mead, and Angie Senior with Davies Community Hospital. And I guess the importance of these tests, people hear that they should do them and whatnot, but
I mean, what would you say to somebody who are just like, I'm healthy, everything is good, I don't need that test, or what would you say to that person?
I do hear that when I go to the community events, and I just try to help them understand why, again, if anything is found early, you have a much better chance of survival. And, you know, I can only do my best to convince them that's, you know, why they should do that. Think of their, if not for their own health, think of their families that would be sad if they weren't around. So I just try my best to get them to understand that.
Very good. Well, let's talk about a little bit, and I'll come back to you, Angie. What has to happen with some of these tests? Is there fasting involved, or what are some of the pre-preparations that a woman may need to do if she wants to have some of these tests that morning?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but for the mammo, DEXA, and pap, there's no prep required, which is great. Also, we have EKGs for $25 that I want to throw out there as an incredible price to get an EKG.
And tell me what an EKG is. I've heard it. I think I know what it is, but just in case I do not.
Well, it would be a basic assessment, if you want, of your heart. It's anybody can go in and have one. It's going to give the cardiologist a baseline, so that down the road, if you have an event, they can refer back to this baseline and determine what's changed. Also, we've had people who have had these at health fairs that have come out abnormal. Mm. So that's an opportunity, as like Sharon said, sometimes people don't think they're sick or have a problem. This is something that might be underlying that they don't even know they have.
And that can be kind of scary. I mean, you go to this thinking, oh, I feel great, you know, and all of a sudden it's like, we found a little issue. That may be where Sharon comes in. You know, right. Sharon can say, okay, here's what it really means. Here's what it doesn't mean, things like that. So that's kind of scary and good at the same time. So.
Right. And with the lab work, as you mentioned, fasting, we would like them to fast nothing to eat after midnight, preferably nothing to drink but water. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can't live without your coffee, drink it black, just black coffee or water, and you should be fine. And we have our lab staff ready and waiting. So when people come through the door, there should be very little wait.
Gotcha.
So they're able to get through and get back to their day.
Okay, very good. Sharon, you wanted to add something.
Yeah, and you know, yes, my focus is cancer related, but with these lab tests, in your the chemistries, it'll talk about if you have a high blood sugar or if there are kidney or liver function abnormalities. It's just a little check to say, hey, I need to go to the doctor and see what else, because those lab tests are just like the tip of the iceberg that might, they can dig deeper to see if there's other issues.
Gotcha. Now, after all of the information is gathered, if you do three tests or two tests or one or however many, does that then go to their primary care doctor, or does the patient get the information? What happens after the fact? I don't know who's the best to have that question, but
I think I might not be correct on this, but I think both. I think you get one mailed to you, and if you designate a provider that you want it sent to, they will send it. If you don't have a provider, there again, you have an opportunity to come to one of us, and we will set you up with a provider to see you.
Okay. Yes, and with the EKG, you get those results to take to your doctor.
Okay.
There's also a copy that's retained at the hospital for the medical record, and also whoever's reading it, whether it be a cardiologist or a physician assistant with the cardiology department, they will review those as well and determine if there's something that needs follow-up.
Okay, very good. We're talking today about the Davies Community Hospital annual Women's Health Fair, the annual screening event. And Angie, let's hit the who and the when and the where again, and we'll hit that phone number as well.
Sure. It's Thursday, February 27th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Davies Community Hospital, which is located right here in beautiful Washington, Indiana. Mm-hmm. The phone number to call if they want to schedule a mammogram, pap smear, or DEXA scan is 812-254-9324, and they should make those appointments as soon as possible because they will fill up.
Indeed, indeed. Now, I have to ask, of course, it's geared towards the women, the annual women's health fair, but is there anything for the guy, maybe the husband or boyfriend or father or brother or whatever comes with a girl?
Well, if he comes with a girl, a female, and she's telling me, oh, no, I don't need to worry about this, and then he's more interested in hearing maybe symptoms that he should know to help his wife, then I suppose that the guys could come along and be educated as well.
They're certainly welcome to come and do lab work and EKGs. We are not going to turn anybody away.
Gotcha.
But the focus has been women, and February is Women's Heart Health Month, so that's how we kind of started with okay. February, and we've just stuck with it. It seems to be a good time of year.
I was going to ask you kind of the history of how it got started, and how has it changed over the years? What have you seen change throughout the years? You've been to most of them.
We've added the screenings. Obviously, Heather's team has really stepped up to provide the mammogram and pap smear DEXA. We haven't had that before. We did start the EKG screenings a couple years ago, as well as the skin checks. Now, those are free, and I can't stress enough, if you have something suspicious, a mole, something scaly, something just doesn't look right, mm-hmm. We will have a DCH provider on hand that will take you into a private room and can look at that spot and help you determine if you need to move on to a provider who can have it removed for you or diagnose it.
Sharon, you're shaking your head.
Absolutely. I have a personal family friend who just found out that they have melanoma, and it was something that they had for a while and wasn't worrying about it. So, and it changed, and they went and got it taken care of. So absolutely have it looked at. Wouldn't you rather have it looked at and be told, it's just like a keratinic lesion, or, that might be cancer?
Yeah. I mean, you kind of, knowing is scary. Not knowing is probably more scary. So. So very good. Well, we're talking about the annual women's screening event, the annual health fair coming up on February the 27th. And believe it or not, ladies, we're almost out of time this morning, but I want to go down the row here. Is there anything else that we've missed? Anything that you need to add? Anything that you would want to make sure that people know about?
I would just suggest that cash or check is preferable, but we would take a credit card if necessary. We do have that set up. But we just can't emphasize enough, this is something that's quick and easy and good information. We will have a few door prizes as well, so they're welcome to come through, look at the information, and sign up for a door prize.
And then if folks are looking for some more information, is there a flyer online somewhere, or where can they go to kind of get a list of what's going on and that kind of stuff?
They can always check us out on Facebook, Davies Community Hospital. Our website is dchosp.org. We're on Twitter. The flyers will be throughout the community, and they can call the hospital and ask for me if they want additional specific information about some of the tests. But either number to schedule would be 812-254-9324, or they can call the hospital 812-254-2760.
All right, very good. Anything that we need to add, Heather, before we let you get about your day?
I just want to remind women to get out there and get these screenings done. It's a great opportunity, quick and painless. We'll have you in and out in 30 minutes. So we hope to see a lot of women that day.
Okay, very good. Sharon?
I just reiterate what Heather said. Get your screenings, because as American Cancer Society, we want to celebrate more birthdays.
Very good. Well, ladies, thanks for coming in today and letting us know about the annual Women's Health Fair, the screenings that are going on, and we hope that you have a huge success.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. on 4 Star Country, The General, 95.9, 101.3 FM, and 1580 AM. You can also listen to or download a copy of today's program and past shows by visiting WAMWAMFM.com. Andy Morrison inviting you to listen every weekend to WAMW as we focus on the community.